Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, coming at you today about the FCC and the Department of Labor's safety review they're going to have down in D.C. this year. They had one a little over a year ago. I don't know if you remember. That's where they created TIRAP, T-I-R-A-P. And TIRAP is basically an apprenticeship program, just like what, say, unions would do or what large companies would do or like what utilities do. I'm sorry, I have a cold this week, so bear with me. My voice sounds like crap. So I'm going to do the best I can do to get through this, so bear with me. I just basically want to promote the FCC coming out with this another meeting, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be on February 11th at the FCC headquarters, which seems awfully soon. It's less than a month away. I'm recording this in the middle of January. So anyway, I am looking forward to this program because these two departments get together. The FCC obviously knows the tower industry, and the Department of Labor has OSHA. OSHA knows safety, and OSHA is learning more and more about the tower industry, which is a big deal. They actually have a tower website now, which I haven't looked at in a while. But last year, we had fewer deaths than we've had in previous years, which is good. And you can attribute that to a couple things. We haven't had as much work. Maybe people are being more safety conscious, which is great. And maybe the work will ramp up this year. You know, we always expect Verizon and AT&T to ramp up work. Now, Verizon's been nice and steady, and so's T-Mobile. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Verizon and T-Mobile. AT&T, they don't know what they want to do. They wanted to buy DirecTV. They were going to come out with this big plan, and they caused a lot of problems for the tower industry because they had these huge expectations, and then they did literally nothing. While they're moving ahead at a snail's pace, they are doing some work. That's like Sprint. Sprint's doing some work, but not near what we expected. 2015 was pretty much a bust for tower work, and I'm hoping 2016's a hell of a lot better. But the thing is, we did have loss last year. You know, we lost several experienced climbers as well as new climbers. And in my opinion, they could have all been avoided. I'm just stating what I feel. You know, we lost Ernie Jones. That was hard to believe. Granted, he didn't fall, but he just made an error in judgment, let's say. And if someone had been with him, maybe he wouldn't have made that judgment. So it's just a shame what happened to Ernie. And then, you know, we lost a couple other people. That young girl. We lost that guy in his 30s, an experienced climber who just wasn't tied off. You know, it's been a rough year for these guys. Every one of these problems, I feel, could have, at least those three in particular, could have been avoided, and I'll tell you why. A lot of them just people weren't paying attention. Ernie was tied off, but when he got in the elevator, he didn't remove his safety lanyard from the tower to the elevator. Big mistake. From what I heard, he was on the phone, he was talking to somebody, he was distracted. The other guy that fell, He just didn't believe in 100% tie-off. He thought it slowed him down, and I guess he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. And that young girl that died, she was just learning to climb. Whoever was training her, they should have put a rope grab on her. They should have had that extra bit of safety there, in my opinion. It's my opinion. So anyway, it's a very, very horrible thing to lose anybody in the industries. If we had no losses this year, that would be a good year, because anytime we lose some, or last year, 2015, anytime we lose somebody, it's really bad. So I think the key this year is to pay attention. Pay attention and work off the buddy system. I know you guys are all laughing about that. As soon as I said buddy system, you know, it works in the Boy Scouts, but when you climb alone or nobody's paying attention to you climbing, you tend to make mistakes, you get distracted, you get phone calls, especially today with our smartphones. We're obsessed with our smartphones. And it used to be the radios. You know, you'd talk on the radios, you'd sort of forget about what you're doing at the moment. The other thing you see is a lot of these tower guys, myself included, you're worried about what the ground guys are doing. And you tend to get a little irritated when they're down there goofing off or not doing what you want them to do because you want to get done. You want to get off the tower eventually that day. And when you see the ground guy down there screwing around, not doing anything, or he's on the phone, talking to whoever, talking to his honey, that drives you up a wall. You're more worried about what he's doing, you know? Or you're waiting on him. You're like, what the hell? I want to get done here. Pay attention. That's the theme this year. Pay attention. Just to go over safety, as far as training goes, Nate, you know, created the NWSA, which is going to create a standardized certification program. Hopefully that'll put everyone on a level playing field. I don't know how the broadcast guys are going to participate in this. If they're a member of Nate, I imagine they'll have to go for training. But as far as carrier work goes, I'm hoping it raises the level of the climber, the quality of the climber. I'm hoping that this certification really helps. And that's something that I think will really make a difference. Now, the other thing I want to make you aware of in here, which I talk about this all the time, there's two foundations out there that can really help you. There's the Hubble Foundation and the Tower Family Foundation. The Hubble Foundation was founded by Dr. Bridget Hester after her husband died. She created this foundation based off her passion. Now, Bridget's remarried now. Obviously, she got on with her life, but she created this whole foundation to help tower climbers and support them. And she's doing everything she can to support them the best she can. She's done all that she can so far. And I just want everyone to know that there is support out there. Then, a spinoff of Nate, a group of Nate members created the Tower Family Foundation, which is just a good group because what they do, they don't judge, they don't ask. They just get the money out there as soon as possible, and they use all their resources to make sure the families are taken care of if there's a death in the industry. They do what they can to support these guys. So here you have two foundations, which I think it's important you know about these foundations before there's an accident. That way, if there is an accident, you can reach out to these foundations, either for your own family or for a friend or for a loved one, okay? I just want to make you very aware that they're out there. In my blog post on wadeforwireless.com, I have a link to the FCC and the Department of Labor's meeting that they're going to have on February 11th. I'd like to be there. I plan on being there right now. I've had a rough year for trying to get things done. And it seems like everybody plans all this stuff early in the year. I don't know why, in cold weather. I want them to plan it, you know, in nice weather. But anyway, I know I digress. Sorry. What I did at the end of the blog post, I'm not going to talk a lot today. Obviously, I can't, don't have the great voice. So I thank you for putting up with me so far. But I did put some other links in there to other blog posts. And what I did, I was going back and forth with the FCC about their meeting that they're going to have with the FCC and the Department of Labor. And I put together a bunch of blog posts that I thought would help them. Because everyone needs homework, right? We all need to research this. So I put together a list of climber risks that I had in the past. Some helpful reminders about the audit. You remember they did, I have an idea for a safety audit. The OSHA RFQ, remember that for tower climbers, which only about hundreds of you responded, not thousands. Everyone wants to do something about safety until they're asked to do something about safety. It's very frustrating. To me, it's very frustrating. But we got all kinds of things out there, drugs in the industry. We got ticks. You'd be surprised how many tick bites have really hurt people's careers. You may think it's silly, but it's not. RF hazard. We had guys that didn't know about the dangers of RF until it was too late. Schedules, about how the schedules are really tearing down the workers. I think a lot of that's going to change, or at least I hope so. You know, everyone's all aboard for safety until it affects their schedule or until it affects their budget. Then they're not so keen about it. Then I have a couple blogs in there about the tower climber support, you know, things I've written for the Hubble Foundation and for the Tower Family Foundation. And I'm fans of both of these groups. They've done a lot to help. Just go through there. If you get in there, I also have my presentation I did about safety in the climber that out at IWCE last year. And I just want you guys to know that if you just pay attention, you can probably eliminate a lot of the risks. Now that sounds easy, but look how many driving accidents there are because of people texting, looking down at their phones, or just plain distracted. And I'll bet there's a lot more than we know about because obviously now people just lie. You know, if there's an accident, they make something up. People are very defensive, including me, you know, because you're freaked out if there's an accident. Now, I haven't had an accident in years, but, you know, you don't know how to react. Plus, the insurance company, you know, it used to be the insurance company wanted to help you. Now they just want to point blame at somebody so they don't have to pay. Unfortunately, it's kind of world we live in. Trying to help you here, pay attention. If you're in the car, pay attention. Things happen in the vehicle. If you're up on the tower, pay attention. If you're on the ground and your crew's up there, pay attention. Do all you can to be safe, be smart, and pay attention. All right, everybody. Again, I have my book out there, The Wireless Deployment Handbook, for all you guys still listening. And I also like to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for all your safety training needs at a tower site. You have Tower Safety, and soon for all your drone training needs. They're based in Phoenix. They'll come to you. They do what they can, and they're really growing. All right, everybody. See ya.